Track 2.8.
Have you ever made a friend while on vacation and kept in touch long after you parted ways?
Actually, I have. In fact, my best friend and I met while on vacation.
No.
Yes, it's true. I went camping in Yosemite with some college friends, and Ashley came along at the last minute.
Camping in Yosemite? Not exactly tropical.
No. Come to think of it, it was a little cold at times. Anyway, as soon as I met her, I thought, wow, we have so much in common. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yes, I do. I do.
But then I found out that she would only be staying a few days because she was moving to Europe the following week.
Oh, no.
Basically, there were only 4 days before she left, and I might never see her again.
Weren't you more interested in spending time with your closest friends than this virtual stranger?
I was, at first. But to tell the truth, I was becoming bored with them. Ashley was so much more fun. We had similar hobbies, we're both studying medicine, and our birthdays were only 2 days apart. By the second day, we were spending most of our time together. In fact, we were inseparable.
What happened after she left?
Well, it was really sad because we had developed such a close bond that we felt like long-lost sisters. But we exchanged email addresses and promised to keep in touch online.
Was it a long time before you got to see each other again?
Yes. We didn't see each other again for almost 2 years. But it all worked out well in the end. Now, although we live far apart from each other, we vacation together at least once a year.